Hello there, you're listening to Audacity, the Authentic Entrepreneur Podcast, especially for female founders. I'm your host, Claire Akers. In this space, you'll hear me talk about anything and everything you need to build an authentic and aligned business that's capable of changing the world. I'm a mum of three, entrepreneur and founder of two businesses so far, and an authenticity coach since 2007. Most importantly, I'm a cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to risk it all, follow your heart and build a business. So welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I'm so glad you're here and let's dive in to the episode. So today is all about if you have been feeling an urge, a bit of a push to quit your business, to throw the towel in, to admit defeat, to acknowledge that you are just not cut out for this entrepreneurship game. Please listen to today's conversation before you make any big decisions, because it might just be the very thing that you need right now. I'm going to be sharing some research which may just shed a light on why you are feeling the way that you are feeling. Plus, I'm going to be sharing my top tips on what to do about it so you can get out of this funk and start feeling like you again. So please enjoy today's episode. Please like, rate, and subscribe. And I would love to know what resonates during today's conversation. And if you are watching me live, then please say hello in the comments. And if you are catching up a little bit later, please say hello with hashtag replay. My name is Claire Akers. I am an authenticity coach, which basically means that I help female entrepreneurs grow aligned and impactful businesses by helping them get rid of their imposter syndrome and by achieving authentic self-mastery. Those feelings of who the hell am I to pull off this impossible dream, I know them well, so that they can show up as the very brightest and best versions of themselves. Okay, so how do you know if today's conversation about not quitting, because life is tough, but so are you, how do you know if this conversation is for you? Well, let me know if any of this resonates. So let me know if this is you. Maybe the shine has come off your enthusiasm and motivation for 2024 already. And your goals and dreams already just feel, you're feeling foolish and you're feeling naive for ever dreaming this big. Maybe you feel disconnected or woolly or numb or feel just unsure of what to do. Maybe you're exhausted. You're exhausted. Usually you are really good at making it happen and pulling the energy and enthusiasm from somewhere. Or seeing the sunny side, but for some reason, you just cannot muster the energy right now. It is just not happening at the moment for you. Maybe reality right now is absolutely crushing for you. You may have some very, very real pressing problems. Maybe you've got bills to pay, salaries, overheads you need to cover, tax bills looming. And these challenges, they feel so insurmountable, you just want to run away and hide. Or maybe you are seeing everybody about you absolutely crushing it right now. Your competitors, your peers, your cohorts, and you are drawing the conclusion that it's got to be you. It's got to be you that there's a problem. You're just not cut out for this. Or maybe you've had a knock recently. Or something has gone wrong and you've had to pivot. Maybe you've had to pursue a slightly different direction than you thought you were going to. Or maybe you're having to follow a plan B that you didn't think you were going to. And it is making you feel that you are not cut out for this. Maybe you're feeling frustrated. You are doing everything that you were supposed to. You were doing everything that you should be doing to grow your business. But you are not seeing the results that you desire. And you're starting to think, why isn't this working for me? When does it get to be easy? And maybe even, is this worth it? And maybe you're seeing the general climate at the moment. You know, you're looking at the cost of living crisis. You're looking at the news. Nobody is buying. Companies are tightening their belts. That is all the feedback you were getting. Social media is full of absolutely doom and gloom at the moment. And you feel like in this climate, there's no point. There is no point even trying because it is never going to happen. And maybe it's just a general feeling. You know, you can't put your finger on why, but it's a general feeling that you have. You're knackered. You're stressed. You're low level anxious all the time. You know, maybe you've got a knot in the pit of your stomach and a lump in your throat so much so you don't even notice it anymore. It's just your normal, but you can't seem to get going and you can't take decisive action. And you're starting to wonder if you are cut out for all this. And you might resonate with all these points, or you might just recognize yourself in a few of them. It doesn't matter. If you recognize yourself in any of these, then this is the conversation for you. And it is my intention that we finish today's conversation and you feel more positive. You feel empowered to take action, whatever that is that's right for you. You feel full of hope and zest and spirit again. Or at least if you do decide that it is right for you to quit, you do it on your terms rather than feeling backed into a corner and like you are doing it through fear or you're desperate. You know, you make any decision that you want to through empowered action. Okay, let's get into it. So why do you feel like this? Well, have you heard of Quitter's Day? This is based on research done by Strava. So Strava is a run tracking app or an activity tracking app. I have used Strava for years. I use it to track my runs and sometimes use it. You can use it to draw pretty pictures like doing the Leeds Rhino, for example. But Strava, the people at Strava have done some pretty deep research drawn on, I think it's about 80 million different data points. And they have come up with some pretty conclusive results, which is that the day that people give up on their goals is day 19. Now, if you are watching me live or catching up on today, which is January the 18th, it will be no surprise to you that we are having this conversation today because tomorrow is January the 19th, which is Quitter's Day. I want you to be forewarned and to be expecting that you might feel like you want to quit. And if you are watching the replay or you are watching on YouTube or you are listening to me on the podcast, the data still holds. Because it's when you are coming up to 3 weeks into a new period, like New Year's resolutions, like a new fitness goals, anything like that. It's that period where you are doing the things, you are putting yourself out there, you are doing all the things, you're making the effort, but you are not seeing the results. You're not seeing the results. And that's when that little voice says, it's not working for you, it's too hard. And it's when you haven't been doing the thing long enough to see the results that you desire and to make the thing stick. And by the way, it's 66 days. 66 days is the optimum, is the average time it takes for new habits to stick. So day 19, you know, we've got 2/3 of that period left to go. And then when you've missed a day or something's gone wrong and you've broken your streak or something's gone wrong and you think, well, it's obviously not working, I might as well just quit, just stop trying to do the thing, stop making the effort anyway, I need to give up. Day 19 is the danger time. This is the time when people give up, when they run out of steam, or they take the easy path. And there are evolutionary reasons for this. You are wired to keep yourself safe. Your brain is wired to keep yourself safe and alive. So not successful, not wealthy, not the most brilliant business, not self-actualized, keep you safe. And safety to your mind is familiarity. It's the known. Think of it like water trying to run down a hill. It is always trying to find the path of least resistance, the known. And it's right back to caveman times. Safety equals being in the herd, being part of a tribe. And if you are different, if you do something different, you risk being outcast and ostracized and not being part of the herd, which means danger. It means being eaten by a saber-toothed tiger. And so this is why we are always trying to fit in, to belong, to be part of the herd. Hopefully this makes sense. And so whenever we do anything that is different, that is unknown, that is outside of our comfort zone, our mind, our subconscious will throw up and bring out any of the considerable tricks, tools, and strategies that it has at its disposal. And there are many. It is very, very sophisticated. It is very, very sneaky. It tries to employ any of those things to bring you back into the safe and the familiar, even if it is not serving you, even if it means self-sabotaging where you are trying to go, the vision that you're trying to bring to life with your business. And so that little voice pipes up saying things like, it's too hard. You're going to fail anyway. Best to just give up now before it gets even worse. Or it's too big for you. This dream is too big for you. You haven't got the time or you haven't got the energy to pull it off. Or how about you're going to run out of money and you're going to let everybody down? Or maybe, remember the last time that you messed up? That felt horrible. And this time it's going to be even worse, etc., etc., etc. Do any of these seem familiar to you? So what can you do about this? I've got 9 tips that you can try to avoid quitting, to avoid giving up on your dreams. So number one is not to quit when you feel rubbish. Do not make big decisions when you are in a negative spiral. Because when you are triggered, that fight, that flight, that energy that allows you to run away from those saber-toothed tigers, it kicks in, which means that creative, innovative decision-making goes out. Your blood literally redirects around your body to enable you to run away from that saber-toothed tiger, and you get tunnel vision. You cannot make good decisions when you're in this space. You can't think of solutions. You can't be creative. You can't be innovative. You can't come up with a win-win. So instead, rather than make big decisions when you're in the negative headspace, I invite you to reassure your nervous system that it's okay, that you're safe. You can literally breathe, put your hands on your heart, breathe in and out and say, I'm safe, I'm safe, I'm safe. And it just allows everything to settle again. Number two is reaching out. These fears, these suspicions, these worries, they all thrive in the dark, in the hidden back of your mind. And when you can bring them out into the light, they're going to lose all their power and their strength and their hold over you. So share how you're feeling with a friend, your spouse, a mentor, a peer, whoever it is, or just write it in your journal, but get it out of your mind and bring it out into the light. Number three is to lean on your support network. There will be people who would love to help you if only you can ask. When you're feeling like you want to quit, it is so easy to feel like you're on your own, that you can't depend on any, and that you can't trust anybody, you can't lean on anybody, and that you are the only person who feels like this. And if you can lean on your tribe, you will be surprised by how many people you have around you who would love to help you. Number four is to stop scrolling. Stop scrolling. Stop watching the news. Stop doom scrolling on social media. Stop it now. If you are looking for evidence that it is all doom and gloom out there, of course you are going to find it. And of course that is going to make you feel even worse than you are at the moment. Flood your brain with positive stories, inspiring messages as well. They are out there. You just need to be intentional and set boundaries around what you are doing. Number five is to slow down to speed up. This is so relevant for so many people at the moment. So many people I'm speaking to at the moment are feeling the pressure to make a thing successful or push on through with an idea that just isn't working for them. It is absolutely okay to take a pause, to call stop on some stuff, to halt, to cancel a launch, to take a moment to figure out what the right next step is for you. Number six is get outside. I know, it's such a cliche, but it works. There is a whole world out there outside for your business that does not care about anything that's going on with your business. Just listening to a minute of birdsong can make you feel positive. It can give you a positive boost for hours afterwards. Just get outside, breathe in some fresh air, look at the sky. And then number seven is to take action. So if you are confused, if you are procrastinating, and you don't know where to focus, you don't know where to direct your energies, just take action on something. It doesn't matter what it is. Because action leads to clarity, and all you need to know right now is the right next step. You don't need to see the full picture. You just need to figure out and take action on the next right step for you. Number eight is to do something just for you that brings you joy. Quite apart from giving you a break and some headspace and doing something joyful and fun, leaning in to what brings you joy, it can just be that spark you need to spark inspiration and help you find a creative option. There could be something out there that is just waiting for that divine download for you to be in play and joy and curiosity, just to pop open that channel and land in your brain. And then number nine is to take some time to remember who you are. You are in this for a reason. You have a why, you have a vision, and you have that unique spark that brought you here. It's still there. It might just be flickering at the moment, and you might just need to fan it a little bit so it bursts back into flame. Life absolutely can be tough, but so are you, my lovely. And I know that if you are here, if you are still involved in this conversation, you are brave, you are unique, you are incredible, and you have absolutely got what it takes to achieve your dreams. So there we have it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening. In case nobody's told you today, you're awesome. See you next time.